And you're listening to the Fabtacular 1 Hour Special here on iTunes with me, your host, Julius Reed, and the other one, Thomas.
Oh man, who knows what kind of crazy Japanese shit
that was. That was the lo-fi funk remix of Escapee by Architecture in Helsinki.
Are they at least Japanese?
No. Right. Lo-fi funk are Swedish and Architecture in Helsinki
close enough,
Australian.
They're both Asian. Both in Asian continent,
no,
I think.
No. Definitely. Sweden's nowhere near Asia.
Tom, I've been to Little Sweden.
Little Sweden.
Little Sweden in Japan. It's like Chinatown, only it's a Sweden counterpart in Japan.
In Japan, they have a Little Sweden.
A Little Sweden. A Little China. You know, we've got Chinatown, right?
Yeah, I getcha. They have Sweden Town.
It's called Little Sweden,
Little
though.
Sweden, okay.
It's great. It's just got, you got Swedish food, Swedish prostitutes. Yeah. It's great if you want, if you like food and sex.
And Japan.
And don't bring your wife. just be like, just walk out of the restaurant. Just like, oh, gotta go to the toilet. Walk out. Go with
going
sleep
to
a
little
prostitute.
Little Sweden.
Little Sweden. Swedish prostitute. Did you even say Sweden? Wasn't it?
Yes, I said
Netherlands.
Sweden.
Or
no, I said Sweden. You've been saying Sweden the whole time.
Fucking Europe. Anyway, because the festival guide is what we're supposed to be getting. The Fabtac festival guide. There's so much happening. What are you looking forward to, Tom?
What aren't I looking forward to? Melbourne has it all. No,
we got music, we got Eddie Maguire.
I am excited for most of the music festivals, I will say that. Okay. Meredith's coming up, Falls over New Year's.
All right, you lost me. But of course, you know, music's not for everyone.
No, it isn't. Definitely not.
Maybe you're into other things, like, the festivals
are
going to read
out. It's good.
Out.
It's good because Melbourne has it all.
I know. And it's great for the kids, too, because often
family,
the kids are at home.
Family friendly.
Mom, I want to play PS3. Fuck that. Nah. You're going to bring them to a festival. You're going to have a great time. If they go missing, it's not our fault.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's school holidays coming up. It's great ideas for everyone.
Bloody hell. In fact, just, you know, even if it's not school holidays, just take them out of class. Yeah. What are they learning in primary school? Seriously, your plus times tables.
Well, I think they're all very like essential things for learning because, like, you're supposed to know these things by the time you get to high school. If you didn't know how to write before you went to high school, you'd be fucked.
I didn't learn how to write.
You still don't know how to write.
I can read though. You have, great reader.
You have like an interpreter in all your classes.
Yeah, exactly.
Who just says, you tell him what to write.
It cost me a lot of money, but I think it's worth it because I'm really good at reading though. So, like, writing scrap, but I've used the writing time that I would have spent learning writing into reading, so I can speed read.
I can't write. Okay.
It's like you're blind. You can't really see, but you got really good touch sense. Which means if you're masturbating, you can be really good at that.
Yeah.
And that's what every man strives for in their life. So, go blind masturbating. You see, that's where it comes from. Yeah. I'm talking a lot of shit.
The festival guides
I should be talking about. Now, the first one's the Asian Fetish Festival that's happening
in Chinatown.
It's a real festival.
Asian Fetish
Festival. The Asian Fetish Festival happening in Chinatown.
What's in an Asian Fetish Festival?
Well, it's all for your fetish needs, Tom. You know, it's like you go to the Club X section where there's
So it's specifically like sex fetish.
Not necessarily sex, maybe self-pleasuring kind of thing.
Of course,
you're a seedy guy who likes to, you know, he likes the
Asian
chicks.
Well, there are a lot of people out there that have an Asian swaying, I guess.
If you're an old Asian man who's, you know, gone to one of those agencies to hook up with a young Thai lady, this is perfect for you.
Exactly.
Don't tell her. Well, I assume she's probably got multiple Thai wives.
Yeah.
They're very cheap to look after.
Exactly.
Clean house. Okay. Actually, no. He wouldn't be Asian. He would be the Caucasian guy. And so it's great. There's a ton of things you can do. There's the chicks with dicks section.
Is that an actual section, Jules?
That's an actual section.
Wow. They get them from Thailand and just bring them in for this
exactly.
week?
Exactly. Yeah. Wow. And a lot of Thai porn stars. Well, we've dedicated a third of Little Bourke Street to chicks with dicks. So if that's your thing, if you want to see a chick with dick up close.
Apparently, ladyboys are quite popular in Thailand.
They are, aren't they?
Like, they're ridiculous. I know friends that have been over there and have not been involved with a ladyboy, but have seen them and, like, one of them's tried to steal their wallets. They're very notorious, so watch out for your money.
Help out do the surgery?
I don't know.
One of the surgeons, the lady boys up and running. Coincidentally, Lady Gaga is going to be singing at some point. So another lady boy, if that's your thing. Of course, for those who don't know, Tom.
Lady Gaga is a boy.
She has a dick. She's a chick with a dick. Of course, which is perfect. If you like Gaga CDs.
If you like Gaga, obviously you like chicks with dicks in general.
And it's going to be great. We're going to have Jackie Chan there. He's
going
to be masturbating in public. Of course, going with the whole, maybe you like movie stars. Maybe you like it when they jizz on the crowd.
Yeah.
So he'll
be like four stories up and just jizzing constantly onto the...
Exactly.
It's like confetti, but of jizz.
And he's going to be doing some of his monologues from the movie. So Rush Hour 3.
Oh, wow.
He's going to be doing his classic lines like, I can't remember because he can't fucking speak English properly because he's a fuck. No, we love Jackie Chan. And he's not dead.
He's not dead.
You think he is?
No.
I thought he was dead.
No, you just
nearly
believe what you just believe what you saw on Facebook.
Admittedly, I came up with the rumor myself, but I swear to God, I thought he was dead. Freaking out. Anyway, there's also My House Tonight. Big festival happening.
Oh, this is a different festival.
Different festival. This is My House. Celebrate me, because I've done some great things.
So it's
for
your
the
house.
Community. My house.
Your house.
My House Tonight.
Okay.
It's an 8-hour festival.
Yep.
Partying.
Yep.
If that's your thing.
Yeah,
do you like to party,
I
Tom?
Love to party.
Do you like to party at my house?
Yes, your house is brilliant times for party. It's double story.
No heating.
No
it's
heating.
It's great.
Well, you know, that means you got to get body warmth going on.
Oh, hello.
You
know? Maybe we're chucking an orgy.
Yeah,
orgy
exactly.
Festival at my house.
Yeah.
Of course, if you want to come, please invite about 50 friends, because no one else is coming. So I really need to get the numbers up. At the moment, it's me. You said you were on hold, even though you did tell me you had the night free, but you couldn't come for some reason.
Like, something on.
Well, what could be more fun than my house? Homework.
Nothing, but I just have this thing on that's just on. And
okay.
I just can't avoid it. I'd love to come.
Yeah.
I'd love
how come
to.
You never come to my parties, Tom? I always say my birthday you didn't come.
I
mean,
came to your birthday party. Fuck off.
Christmas you didn't come.
But you don't have good celebrate Christmas.
I love Christmas. Santa's there. His reindeers. Bestiality. Get on it, kids. what am I shooting pornos
Julian
starring
in Santa Sexes Up the Ladies, part two.
That is such an uninventive name, but
yeah,
you tried.
I tried.
And that's what counts.
Yeah,
we're all about acceptance on the show, except when you're involved. Hey, but there's also the Festival.
The Festival.
Which is a festival which celebrates festivals.
Wow, well, that's perfect.
And you probably get there, you're like, fuck, why did I go to the Festival? When I should have gone to an actual festival.
Yeah, exactly.
And so it's great you get to talk about the festivals you would have gone to if you didn't go to the Festival. And because the best thing about the Festival is that it's on when all the other festivals are on.
Oh,
so you get
shit.
There and you're like, should have gone
does
to that
does
other
it have
festival.
Like a screen showing the other festivals to see what you're missing
yeah,
out on?
Yeah, it does. There's actually Federation Square, the big
screen. It's just showing the festival that you
missed. And they have like second class acts. So let's say if it was Meredith, where you've got the big bands, you've got the covers.
Got the covers,
the
oh, wow.
At the Festival at Federation Square. So check it out. It's great. Entry for kids is free.
Well, Fed Square isn't out of public space, Jules. Isn't it free for everyone?
Well, I'll be there taking money. So you can trust me.
Just walking around to random people, $5 entry.
In what? Fed Square. I'm like, not even... I work here. I'm a security guard. Get the fuck out. No. Don't. By the way, if someone asks you for money, just give it to them. Because what if they got a knife? You don't want to get stabbed. Getting stabbed sucks.
No, it's horrible.
And you don't know where they're going to stab you.
We've both been stabbed multiple times.
Yeah, we've stabbed each other multiple times.
Just
a bit angry.
It as a science experiment for last season's show.
See how long it takes to bleed to death.
Yeah, exactly.
No, Tom. Now, Melbourne show's obviously coming up.
September, yes,
which is always good fun.
I've never actually been to the Melbourne show because...
call yourself a Melburnian, not taking advantage
of
the great facilities.
Yeah, exactly. But I have heard amazing things about it. The rides, the show bags,
the
goats.
I don't understand.
The sexy goats.
The sexy goats. Oh, God. But I never understood. There's a whole section where you bring your dog and you somehow showcase your dog.
Oh,
so you
okay,
walk
yeah,
around
yeah,
this warehouse.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to... What are you taking pictures of dogs?
Well, they do that all the time at lots of different shows. Like, there's pigs. They often do, like, who has the best pig, who has the best dog,
but
and cat.
Why? Why?
So people... It's just another reason that people can, like, give away money to receive some kind of accolade that means nothing. Like, I had the best dog at Melbourne show.
Oh, fuck yes.
Wow, good as, man.
Good as, man. You're failing
I
to
didn't
pay
waste,
mortgage.
I didn't waste $100 on shit rides.
Although Melbourne show is actually a really good experience for those who haven't gone. Definitely worth it. But maybe you can't afford the Melbourne show.
No, it is expensive.
Very
expensive. It's
an expensive
day out.
The Ringwood show. Which is the lesser counterpart.
Oh, Lord.
But the Ringwood show is great. Free tats for kids under the age
yes,
of 12.
That's always good.
It's always good. You know, face painting's boring because
nah.
It washes off.
Yeah.
Get
easy,
the tat.
You get the shit permanent. I want to be a tiger. Yeah, you're a tiger for life,
yeah.
Bitch.
I want to look like Spider-Man for life. Oh, man. Good types. But also, just teaching you how to survive in Ringwood.
Yeah.
Often. It's a great survival course.
It's more
that's
of an
really
educational fair, really.
It is. There's a shooting range.
Yeah.
So you can defend yourself.
And you can shoot real criminals. They bring them out from the Ringwood jail cells.
Oh, exactly. One thing to note, there's a lot of pickpocketing going on, so you're going to have to watch out.
Tape your money to your legs.
Not just money. Your kids will be missing.
Yeah.
I've gone to the Ringwood show and... you know, just left a ransom note and my kid's screaming in the background, I want $20. $20 there is a lot of money.
It is.
So
it is,
you just,
definitely.
You pay that money,
you can
you
buy
get the
like,
hell out.
You know, two decks of cigarettes for that, man.
Yeah. And then you can sell that to school children
exactly.
for profit.
And there's also the creepy white van, which is available for kids. It's a kids' ride at Ringwood. Free, it says free candy on the door.
Exactly. And you get in the van, the van drives around Ringwood.
Yes.
And when it comes back, where are my children?
No, it's a magic trick.
You sign the insurance paper that said, you know, if your kids go missing, your fault.
Yeah.
A lot of parents get sucked into that, don't they?
Yeah, it's I don't know why Ringwood Fair is allowed to be a fair anymore.
And yeah, I know all the regulations, but don't go on the rides either because you don't. There's semen stains. Mm. Often they don't work.
They get the rides from like the back of the shed, the ones that don't work.
And you know, it's often sus. You know, often if you go to a playground in Ringwood and they're saying, hey, $10 to use the seesaw, stay away. That's a scam.
Yeah, fuck that. Seesaws are free, man.
I know. Although, you know, not much to do in Ringwood.
No.
Ringwood show. May as well take
Eastland,
him to the playground.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Go check to Chatty. Out, no, that's not Ringwood.
Eastland.
Chatty. Scummy, scummy place. But I tell you what's not scummy. This what? Song oh, that's this coming song. Up next. Of course, you're listening to karaoke today.
Yes,
here on
Jules
Radio
loves to sing back into the show.
Everyone hates it, though.
I hate it.
You hate
it. You ruin the songs.
Tom, I make them better. We're all about self-improvement on the show, and you don't really adhere to the advice that I give
okay,
you.
Okay, fair enough.
Jeez.
For anyone that was wondering, that was Dun and Un Aykroyd from Glasgow, and their track 7 Days Late.
To anyone that's listening, is what he meant to say. Hey, but Festival Guide, of course, a Faptacular one, our special
festival guide. Yeah, so much going on over summer.
So much.
We're coming into spring, so the weather's going to be nicer.
Oh, hell
yeah.
Then
we're busting into the massive 3-month break for all the UD
students.
Oh,
hell yeah.
What else are you going to do except for go for festivals?
Hell yeah. Hey, but talking about festivals, of course, we've gone through a couple of ones.
Yeah.
But maybe your kids got to get them involved because obviously...
Well, I mean, a lot of uni students have kids these days.
Asian... Depends which uni, if it's Deacon. You know something.
Latrobe.
Latrobe.
Victoria.
Bandura. Where's that man?
I don't even fucking know.
It's in the middle of the fuck all anyway. It's probably Aboriginal tribes hanging around there. Hey, there's nothing wrong with being Aboriginal.
No, there isn't.
Because I'm 64th.
You're 64th right. Aboriginal, and did not know that.
Yeah, that's why whenever... petrol joke. Hey, but I won't go there. But there's also, maybe your kids, you got to expose them to life. Because obviously, you know, they're staying at home playing COD.
Yes.
All they're doing is abusing people over the chat. You know, you don't want that.
No, you don't need... You know, they're playing WoW all the time. They're going to die soon. They're going to be malnourished or over...
Malnourished, Tom.
Malnourished.
Sorry.
Yes,
Tom.
Malnourished.
You're the white guy. I don't know what's... I'm the one who usually makes the mistakes, but... I'm thinking take your kids to Nazi Appreciation Week, which is happening, of course, in St. Kilda Street, which is always good fun.
Well, I'm surprised they commissioned such a festival.
Well, it's actually... It's
not. It
you didn't hear it from me. It's not happening.
It's not actually...
But do head down to St. Kilda Street, of course, next week. All of next week, because obviously it's a weekly thing. You don't just go for one day. No, you go for the whole week and you learn all about Hitler.
You sit there and you fucking take it in.
Yeah, it's great because, you know, obviously tats maybe not your thing at the Ringwood show. Actually, you can draw on the Hitler mustache.
Yeah, that's always good.
Always good fun.
You can get like a number from when Jews went to the Holocaust camp.
Get your own legitimate number tat.
Yes.
Which always looks good.
Permanent. Permanent. They do it just like if it was in the war, like just with a rusty nail.
You actually get to go inside the gas chamber, but they don't fully kill you. So they set it up to maybe 50 degrees.
They just give you like multiple forms of cancer.
Oh, you know, cancer's always good fun, especially for the kids. You know, teach them early not to smoke.
Yeah,
this is what happens when you get cancer, when you have cancer. They've got cancer. They're going to die. Of course, you know, cancer may be not your thing.
No, I assume that many people would be against having cancer.
Oh, man. But God, it's good fun, isn't it? Chemo. Oh, man. I would go back to relive the days of chemo. Feeling sick.
Yeah,
throwing
I don't
up.
Know.
Steve Jobs is having a wonderful time right now.
Cancer.
Yeah, that's why he's
oh,
quit,
really?
Tom.
I did
not just
know
like,
that.
Oh, life's going well. Stock's going crazy. I'm going to quit.
I have no idea.
I've got cancer. I can't keep going.
Oh, shit.
So insensitive.
I'm sorry.
And you're using an Apple product.
I know. You have multiple Apple products at home.
Yeah, I got the fucking I fuck off.
Yes, the new one.
I fucked your mum. That's also a good one that I often like to come back to on a Friday night. But there's also the Dirty Slut event that's happening tomorrow.
Oh, that's going to go off.
If you're free.
I think most of the Melbourne female population will be there.
Basically, how it works is that you've got to have sex with as many sluts as you can on that day.
Yeah, it's pretty
good. And you tally up. There's going to be a leaderboard. There's going to be an iPhone app. You can check
who's
had sex.
Well, I was runner-off last year.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I got 73.
73.
Pretty good, pretty good. The winner got 146.
146.
But that was Karl Stefanovic. So what do you expect, really?
And he wasn't even drunk.
No,
so if he was drunk, he would have gone for the good 2,000.
Jesus Christ. He could just keep going.
Warnie, of course, came in
third. I did get like
somehow.
Three types of herpes.
Oh, but you also gave off three kinds of STIs. So it equals out.
Yes, kind of.
Yeah, HIV serious. Yeah. If you got it, Tom's fault.
We're sorry.
We're so sorry. But no, Tom's more sorry. I think, you know what? This show is having its own festival. Fat
end
Tack.
Of, end of the year, I yeah, reckon. Yeah, it's going to be an organized festival.
Exactly. It's going to be at the Failed Radio Shows Festival.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be me, pretty much everyone from Gold. Yeah, Gold 104 is going to be there. Mix. Everyone from Mix.
Everyone that worked on Vega when I was around. Yeah. Jeez. most of the other programs on Radio Monash and other community stations will be here.
Chrissy Swan's going to be actually emceeing.
Emceeing the day. We'll get some horrible bands that have never made it anywhere. Like, I don't know, I can't get any off the top of my head.
Because you're obviously into good music, so yeah, you wouldn't know about these kind of things, would you, Tom?
Exactly.
But also all the people who didn't win the Golden Logie are going to be there. But basically just everyone who sucks dick.
But which is, in the same respect, I think most of the people who have won a Gold Logie are shit as well. Yeah. Carl Stefanovic, the guy that plays Alf Stewart. The guy that played the fat dude from Blue Heelers. All won Gold Logies. What the fuck is up with that?
Oh, it's no point
Rove
playing.
Rove has won like 8.
What was that? How's he the people's choice? I know he had a successful
Rove
show.
Is good. I like Rove, but come on, 8 Gold Logies? Are you serious, man?
Carl Stefanovic.
What the fuck? All he does is read a teleprompter.
Talking about people, who are some of the people who should be winning Gold Logies?
Well, I'd have to say Will Anderson. Oh, the jokes he pulls on that show.
Oh, man.
Gold Logie worthy.
How about the chick who hosted Big Brother? Did she ever win a Gold Logie?
I don't think she
Gretel
did.
Gretel Colleen.
Actually, I think she was nominated a couple of times.
Nikki Osborne. Hot people that deserve awards because they look nice.
People that host those up late shows.
Scott Cam. He deserves several Golden Logies.
Shura Taft, who did Kids WB.
Some of the people who do Hot 30. Tim Lee. Does 9 to 11. Who the fuck wants to do 9 to 11 or 9 to 1?
It's a horrible, horrible time slot.
God, you know what? This show, we should be up for a Golden Logie.
I mean, we should just put in a camera.
I mean, don't get me... Yeah, we don't do a TV
camera
show.
Up in the corner. Then we can put it on Channel 31
free.
And then we'll win a Gold Logie. Because obviously we need to be on TV in some form.
You know, we need to do some kind of John Safran type thing. Where we go out and just, you know, maybe you could strap bombs to yourself, go to the airport kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. I could pretend to be a terrorist. And see how many times they get arrested.
See how many. Of course, it'll only be a one-off episode.
Yeah.
Tom will be in Guantanamo Bay for a couple of years. But hey, you know what? I can do my own thing, and life goes on.
Yeah, life
goes on because you know you're not really missing much without Tom. But songs obviously make up an integral part of this show because that's what it's about. You got the talking, you got the songs, and then we go to the Carl Stefanovic jokes, and everyone loves it. Management, not so much. But hey.
And thank you for listening. We're going to conveniently cut this off at the 18-minute mark so to seem professional. And it's just a great initiative for kids, really. You know, I'm all about the kids. You know what I'm saying?